I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, which we have been doing from our Studio C, so as to do it in a socially distanced fashion. And it's Homegrown Week here on KUMD, and we are excited to welcome a guy who hasn't been in our area a super long time, but for someone who's been here a short time, he sure has been playing a lot. I've been seeing his name everywhere. And thought, it's about time. It's about time to get you in the studio, Mississippi
All right.
Mike Wolf.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. Welcome. It's Mississippi Mike Wolf and Mississippi with, you know, here in Minnesota, of course, we know Mississippi from the river.
Yes.
And there's the little M-I-S-S. Well, forget that. It's
throw
just,
that out the window.
Yeah, just throw all of those extra S's and P's out.
Yeah, this is a new way to do it. M-I-S-I-S-I-P-I.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And you got that name because you are actually from the state of Mississippi.
I am from Mississippi, yeah, right? The Gulf Coast, right near New Orleans. I was just there yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because you just flew back. And thank you so much for coming in the day after you got back. I know it's already a busy time for you.
Yeah.
And you're playing tonight at Earthrider. In fact, you are kicking off the night at 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I think there might be something before me, but yeah. 5 o'clock? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I think there's something inside.
inside.
Okay. Severio, I believe, Mancieri is playing inside while you're playing outside.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And I believe it's billed as Mississippi Mike Wolf and Friends. So do you have friends that are going to be playing?
Yeah, I have a bunch of people. Surprise people. People from all the other bands that play in town here, like Black Country Review and Feeding Leroy and... is that what they're called? Black Country Review?
Black River Review.
Black River Review.
Sorry. I was suddenly blanking. I just saw them last night, and I'm like, wait.
Yeah, so. And who else? Yeah, someone from every band will be up there with me.
Well, that's kind of, you know, last night was kind of like that. You weren't here, so you didn't get to see it. But like, every band was a whole mixture of bands, and it was super. It was really fun, you know, especially for Homegrown, where it's all about the music scene, and that's one thing I love about our music scene is that people collaborate so much. So, sounds like lots of that happening tonight. When you take the stage at 5.
Yeah, it'll be something.
All right. Well, I would love to have you get started with a song. What do you want
all
to
right.
play first?
Yeah,
for
do
us?
You want? Do you want to have it put out yet? So it's be new to the world, but it's called "I'll Be Your Road." Go something like this. Well, I'll lay down and I'll be your road. I'll take you where you wanna go. You can ride me as far as you please, or baby, just walk across me. I will lay down and I'll be your road. Well, I'll float up and I'll be your sky, place for your star to shine. I'll be cloudy when you need to cry, 'cause your sorrow will also be mine. I'll float up and I'll be your sky. Well, I'll be your lover and I'll be your friend, your lifelong supporter, your number one fan. I cannot be perfect, but I promise to do all the best that I can do, 'cause I wanna be something special for you. And I'll be your shining sea, if that's what you need me to be. When you wanna sail away, rock gently upon my waves, I will be your shining sea. Far as you please, or baby, just walk across me. I will lay down and I'll be your road.
Love that one.
Thank you very much.
That is Mississippi Mike Wolf live from Studio A. And so although you're originally from Mississippi, a lot of your music career looks like was in San Francisco. So
that's right.
Yes. How did you end up there?
Well, I was living in New Orleans. I was, 20 years old and making next to no money. And I had a friend from San Francisco, and he's like, I'm moving away next week. I needed someone to drive this car with me, and so I said, I'll do it. So I went to San Francisco, and I never looked back.
You did a lot of stuff there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Just from the little bit I've been able to glean on the internet. So tell me a little bit about your musical life there.
Yeah. Well, I lucked out in that I had a friend make my first record kind of on a whim. I just needed to record some demos. Just so I wouldn't forget how the songs went, and he had a way of doing that. It was like, I wasn't really computer savvy at the time. And then, unbeknownst to me, he went back and added a band behind my demos of me just playing guitar. And so I put it out as a CD, and I lucked out. Someone in New York heard it, he's in the business of placing songs in the television and movies, and he and I partnered up. He became my publisher. So then I started having my songs in TV and movies and stuff. And
I think I saw that. I forget the True Blood, I think.
True Blood was the first one. Yeah. Justified, Sons of Anarchy. A lot of shows aren't around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Man in the High Castle. There's a lot. I can't remember them all. But yeah, it was just kind of a lucky break, to be honest with you. And then voted best singer-songwriter in the Bay Area a couple times in a row, and just kind of doing singer-songwriter and leading bands and stuff. I had a lot of bands. Yeah, they called me the 10-band man because I was in so many different bands.
And what was your main, kind of your main focus? Did you have one band that was more or your solo stuff that was more?
Yeah, well, I had a band called, I went by Mississippi Mike and the Midnight Gamblers, and I had some really hot shot players in that band. So that would be my main band. But I toured with a band called The Mission 3, and I toured with a band called Mississippi Rider. So, It was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Actual Wolf, and that's when...
Because he was living out in Oakland for a while.
Yeah. I'd been touring with a band called The Easy Leaves, and I was just the guitar player in that band, and we would tour all over the country. Usually we would leave from Nashville and then, hit the regions around there. And I got home from one of the tours, and the guy got a hold of me and said, there's this dude who needs a guitar player to fill in for this like country night, and would you want to do it? He'll pay you $50. And I'm like, well, yeah, $50, I'll do that. And I met this crazy guy named went by the name Actual Wolf. Now my last name actually is Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little weird at first. Sometimes I like to pretend like maybe I'm him.
I was a little confused when you first started doing shows together. And I didn't know much about you at the time, and it was, I don't remember what the name of the project was. It was something Wolf.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I don't understand. Why? Where's this extra Wolf coming
right.
from? Now I understand. The two of you have done some things together around the area and a different name.
Yeah. Well, we were hoping, because we just made a new record right before, during the summer before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded it down at Pachyderm, and we were expecting to be touring all summer, winter with that, but obviously things changed, so.
So that little $50 gig kind of clicked for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it turned out the guy was really good.
So. Mm-hmm. He's okay, he's got a little bit of talent. I don't know, he's only in like jazz projects and rock
Exactly. I didn't know what to expect, because really the first bunch of shows we played were for like five people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're really good, but like no one comes to your shows. And he's like, well, we're gonna go play at this thing called Homegrown, and there's gonna be 300 people there in front of us. I'm like, we've never played in front of more than 10 people ever. And he wasn't lying. We had Steve from Low on bass. I'm like, what is going on? You really are the real deal, dude.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're buddy. Yeah, yeah, you didn't believe his stories, and they were true.
Yeah.
Well, that is so fun. And I was asking you ahead of time because from what I've been seeing, like you first kind of came here to live, like 2019-ish, is that right?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I wonder if he's even been to a homegrown. I'm having him on for a homegrown session, and maybe he's never experienced it, but it sounds like you did with actual wolf before you even came here.
Yeah, well, that kind of made it the place look a little cooler to me. I was like, whoa, this is a wild place. Like, there's music everywhere happening all the time, and, you know, and all kinds of other stuff around homegrown. I know it's a little different this year, but... But yeah, it's neat. I like it.
That's great. I love to hear that. Because, you know, we love homegrown because it's our thing. But to get an outsider's perspective is kind of nice to know. Okay, it's just not our civic pride that is making us love homegrown. So you played that first homegrown. What made you decide to move here?
Well, we had made the record. We had been touring quite a bit with Trampled by Turtles, opening up for them.
Wait. So from five people a night to homegrown to opening. So you really got a taste of, oh, this really is something. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. What was that? Well, had you performed for crowds that size before?
I'd done festivals that, you know, that big, but not that often, really. Not night after night after night, you know, which is, you know, new town and a new, you know, 2,500 people, you know, so it looked like a cool deal. And I'd been in San Francisco for a long time. I'd always said I wanted to try something else out, you know, kind of spread my brand, my music. And, you know, the opportunity was there. So I came out here and it was summertime. I was tricked.
Yeah, from Mississippi, Louisiana to San Francisco, and then here.
Yeah,
that it's quite a change.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, people sometimes compare us to San Francisco, but no, not quite the same.
Yeah. Well, the winters are different. That's for sure.
For sure. Well, let's hear another song,
right,
and then we'll find out more about your music and what you have planned next.
See if I can get this one out of here. I was just about to go when she moved a little closer. She said there's things that we both know, but we're too shy to say. I'd been trying to take it slow, but she moved a little faster. Like kiss goodnight, 'cause I was just about to go.
That's Mississippi Mike Wolf live from Studio A, and that is a cover of, right?
No.
That's you? I was like, oh, who did that song? I know that song. That's your song.
That's
okay.
Song,
you know what? I think I was probably listening to one of your albums for, I was like hearing Dwight Yoakam sing it,
yeah,
or something. That's
cool.
A great song.
I'd love to hear him sing it too. Let's get him on the horn.
I think that could be one of his songs. That's like a perfect little country song there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Has that always been the genre that you kind of was your niche, or how did you find that?
Yeah, when I first went to San Francisco, I was really into hip hop, and that's actually where the Mississippi spelling came from, because you know you could spell words however you want, you know, in the world of hip hop. And then I kind of got into punk rock for a little while, and I was in some punk rock bands. But then I grew out long sideburns, and I was at a record store, and a guy behind the counter's like, "Hey, have you ever heard of George Jones?" I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Well, you got the sideburns." And I was wearing cowboy shirts because they were really cheap at the vintage, you know, like the thrift stores. So I dressed like I was dressed like I was someone who would like George Jones.
You're a hip hop punk rock cowboy.
Yeah. So he gave me, literally gave me. He's like, "Well, you have to have this record," and he gave me this George Jones record. And I recognized one of the songs because Elvis Costello had sung it, but I had never heard any other tunes. And I thought that might be my niche, you know. I've always been a songwriter, so, you know, I kind of like story songs, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's been country for a long time.
Cool. Well, and then I'm happy for you in retrospect, because then you had that whole world to discover.
Yeah.
I grew up with country music in my house, so I knew that from a young age, but, you know, stumbling upon that a little bit older and being able to discover it, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, no, my parents did not listen to country.
What did they listen to?
Well, you know, music of their generation, 60s and 70s stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually was a disc jockey when I was in high school. At a commercial station and an oldies station. So I listened to a lot of oldies.
Oh, okay, so you had a good foundation in some of that stuff.
Hell yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
that's fun. Well, that's really great. So tell me about that song. So which was that on, I think, the album that I had checked
no,
out?
No, that one's not recorded yet.
Oh, it's
not released.
How did
yeah.
I even hear that then?
Yeah, I don't know.
I must have heard it in a dream.
Know. Good, yeah. Like...
Wow, that's funny. So, but you have some albums out, but I think it's been a while.
I have a couple albums, yeah, and it has been a while. I got busy recording other people's songs, you know, appearing on other people's records and stuff. And yeah, and kind of let mine fall by the wayside. So I've got a big back catalog of unrecorded songs I need to get out there. So I did do some recording at Rich Madsen's place in, October, November. So we'll see
which,
how that
which
happens.
Which is kind of a rite of passage of living here.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm on the right path then. So we'll see how that goes. It was a pretty sparse affair, you know. So I need to kind of flesh it out with some guys. You know, I'm going to send the tracks out to California. Have some of my old bandmates add some stuff to it. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's great.
Okay. My publisher is wanting the new songs because he's already paid for them.
Oh, yeah. That's always a problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Was that song that you just did, was that in the batch?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Okay.
We recorded a lot of songs.
Right. See, now that I've heard it, I just want to keep hearing it. So.
Okay, good.
So I want a record of it. So you're hoping to do some kind of recording soon. Well, that's great. And do you have any now that the pandemic is lightening up a little bit and people are getting vaccinated? Do you have any tour plans with Actual Wolf or anybody?
Well. I don't think with Actual Wolf, maybe. We'll see what happens. He's got some life changes coming up soon
that I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about on the air. But
I know he's moving away again.
Well,
he said that on social media, so it's fair game.
Okay, we're out there with that.
Isn't he moving back to California or something?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I'll see you next week. I'm actually sitting in with Mark Gartman next week for his Grateful Dead show. And I guess it's going to be a big kind of going away thing for Eric. But, you know, we've all lived in different states before, you know, and toured. So, you know, the band is spread out across the country. But, yeah, I do have something planned in August with a guy named Matt Sales, who I think he's from Wisconsin, I guess. But we're gonna tour in Michigan. He's setting it all up. But, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? It all kind of happened fast. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to be able to get vaccinated until September of, you know, after the summer, you know, and like suddenly it's like, wow, I'm traveling again and playing gigs again. So,
yeah. And just even being I was at the Earth Rider thing last night, and just the atmosphere, you can just feel it starting to change, and a lot of more vaccinated people there. And so people are a little bit more comfortable, still being a little careful, still, you know, some people still wearing masks and stuff.
I lucked out in that Earth Rider gave me an opportunity to play a weekly gig last summer, you know, until it got too cold. So, you know, I'm luckier than most of my friends in the business, you know, that I actually did have a regular gig, you know, and could go out there and have fun. The way they set it up was great, you know.
Yeah, it's really, and I think it was really a lifesaver for a lot of music fans to have that and have that opportunity, because it's hard in a town that loves its music as much as we do to not have those opportunities.
Yeah. Well, this is a great radio station, by the way. I'm going to say, I tell everyone about, you know, elsewhere, man, they got this cool radio station up there in Duluth, KUMD, and it is cool.
Oh, well, that's really kind. We really appreciate that.
And I love that you hear it, you know, you get in your friend's car and they have it on, and then you go into a store and it's playing over this, you know, PA system. And yeah, it's kind of like everywhere. It's like the soundtrack of Duluth.
Oh, I love to hear that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that. Well, and I kind of feel like, you know, for the short time that you've been here, you are solidly in the music scene. You know everybody. You've played with everybody. is that just a music thing where you just hang out and you meet people? And
I'm just lucky like that, you know. I don't know really how that happened. You know, I really don't. Everything's just like a blessing that just, yeah. So I don't know. I guess they saw me and they took pity on me. Like, oh, he's either a homeless person or he's a musician, and they took a chance on a musician.
And maybe they heard that song and they were like, this guy's for real.
Maybe so.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to play?
All right. Oh, boy. I'm going to do another unrecorded song. It's called Blue Eyed Bandit. When all the angels of the interstate have crawled off to bed, and the lonely long-haul truckers are talking to the voices in their heads, and I'm thinking of all the advice they gave me and how it turned out wrong, how they never had a good thing to say about me until I was good and gone, and the white lines underneath these headlights are the only sights to see. We're 1,000 miles from nowhere, and there's nowhere I'd rather be. You say you want to be an outlaw, but this is your big chance. You say you love the music, well, it's time to get up and dance. And all the people will try to put us down, but I don't think they can. You can be my blue-eyed bandit, and I'll be your wanted man. All the stars are falling all around us, our wishes are coming true. And when the morning sun comes calling, it'll find me right here next to you. And every song on every station will be our special tune, a long-distance dedication sent down by the man in the moon. And my hands are heavy on the wheel, my pistons are pounding fast. On the dark end of a lost highway, I find I'm home at last. You say you wanna be an outlaw, well, this is your big chance. And you say you love the music. Well, it's time to get up and dance. And all the people will try to put us down, but I don't think they can. You can be my blue-eyed bandit, and I'll be your wounded man. Will you take the wheel for a little while? I need to rest my eyes. But I don't think I'll sleep a wink. I'll just sit back and watch you drive. And if you see those blue lights in the rear view, just keep your eyes straight ahead. Turn your heart into solid gold and make your foot in the lead. Cause they can chase us all night if they wanna, but I don't know what they'll catch. We'll just disappear into our love, cause that's all that we have left. You say you wanna be an outlaw, well, this is your big chance. And you say you love the music, well, it's time to get up and dance. And all the people will try to put us down, but I don't think they can. You could be my blue-eyed bandit, and I'll be your wounded man.
That is Mississippi Mike Wolf, live from Studio A. And what was the name of that one again?
Blue-Eyed Bandit.
Blue-Eyed
Bandit. I'm calling it right now.
Oh, yeah, that fits. That's what I would have guessed. Well, thank you so much. I, like I said, I've been curious about you for a long time. I saw your name pop up everywhere. I'm like, we got to get this guy in the studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Find out what his deal is.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't. We still don't know what my deal is.
What is your deal? Well, and hopefully the terrible winters won't scare you away too soon. But you know, you never know.
Yeah, well, I might buy that, you know, that shack on the Florida coast and then just get down there.
And come back and visit from time to time. Well, we're happy you're here now anyway.
Thank you.
And again, Mississippi Mike Wolf is playing and friends with friends tonight at 5 o'clock at Earth Riders Starfire Unofficial Birthday Bash as part of the Homegrown Week here in Duluth. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.